Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. The last 2 days, I was in Texas with the Texas folks and really enjoyed the center visits and hanging out with the team at EU and just really, really good time. So thank you for being an encouragement to me. I just love being around y'all, and I always leave feeling refreshed. So thanks for doing that. And I hope I did the same for you. Listen, I want to talk about something that I've talked a lot about in the past, but it's always important because it happens all the time, and it's around perception. So, you know, sometimes we respond certain ways to things because of what we see. But after truth is revealed or we understand more, our perception may change. Now, there's two examples I want to talk about. Recently, I was in Nashville, and I was in the airport, and I was walking just straight down the row. I was going in the right direction. I was doing the things that I was supposed to do, and all of a sudden, this couple kind of walked right in front of me, and I could tell they were frustrated. It felt like they were frustrated with me, but I couldn't quite tell. I knew they were frustrated. And so I just was like, well, that was interesting. And so I just kept going. I went to the restroom, and then I ended up going back because I was just in the airport for a while, and so I went back to kind of get something to eat and all that. Well, when I went back, I heard a lady at the restaurant thing talking about that couple. And they had just received a phone call from their daughter stating that she was in the hospital. And so the couple was frantic with the idea of what's going on with my daughter. I hope she's okay. How do I get home? How can I be with her? Is it serious? And immediately when that happened, my perception changed. You know, when I first ran into the couple, I didn't run into them, but when I walked by them, I was confused, like why are they so frustrated? And I thought it was because it was a crowded airport and they were trying to get through, and it was difficult. But truth is they were having a hard day because they just had a difficult phone call. Now, another story is one that we're learning in Speed of Trust, and it's a video that's on the Franklin Covey site. And there's a guy that goes in with his children. They go into a subway. He's sitting down. His kids are going all over the place, making a bunch of racket, noise. And he's just sitting there not doing anything about it. And another subway person walks up to him and says, dude, like, do you not really care that your kids are bothering us? I mean, they're being disruptive. They're doing all kinds of things here, and, you know, I really appreciate it if you watch your kids. And the guy, like, stares at him. He looks up and stares at him and is like, man, I'm so sorry. You know, we just left the hospital, and they said goodbye to their mom for the last time. She passed away. And immediately the person's perception changed. So here's the point. You know, we are in a busy, wild, crazy world. You know, there's information at our fingertips. There's and a lot of that information is only a subset. It's only a part of the full truth. We work in a very busy company where we're growing and we're doing all kinds of things, and with that creates complexity. And so sometimes we only see a part of the truth. We don't see the full truth. So consider leaving room for there to be a misperception on something. If you're feeling inside like, man, that I just don't like that, maybe ask the question, is my perception, do I have the full picture, and is my perception right? It may be, but it may not be. Well, I hope it's an encouragement to you today. I think of this often. I can easily be swayed by perception on what I first see, and I constantly have to challenge myself. No, Aaron, don't assume that. Just give it time. Let it play out. Your perception may change. All right. Well, have a good day. Live a life of love. We'll talk to you soon.